This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Mully and Haw talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday morning from 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score in the Odyssey app. Be on with those boys Friday, Patrick. Friday morning at 8 o'clock Central. And once again, they reiterated very strongly that they would be more than happy to deliver coffee to you in Los Angeles and have room service at your room at 6 a.m.
That's awfully magnanimous of either you or them or both.
It's really me, but I'm just looking for some little partnership in Los Angeles. You know, we are partners and all.
We are and have been, and yeah. I'm happy to say we are. Yeah. But that is such a popular segment, I would not want to do anything to rock the boat in that manner, Ron. You and Mully and Haw have a good thing going, and I would be considered an interloper.
Ah, that's beautiful. What a wonderful treat to talk to our dear friend Ron Coomer, one of God's great men. Cubs Radio out west with in Los Angeles, and Coom joins us on the Mully and Haw show here, the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com.
Hey, nice Ron. Nice try, Coom.
Yeah, that's good.
Good morning, boys. Mikey, David, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're looking forward to this series because we feel like, you know, the first time out, it was in Japan. It was kind of a homecoming thing with Shohei Ohtani. Now the Dodgers have gone 2-4, and they're mortals. And I think the Cubs have been playing pretty well, winning series, so this could be fun.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I do feel like when you have a series like that, like the Cubs did in Japan, you know, and you play that same team here coming up quickly, you know, you want a little payback and you hope that you'll be able to do that. Don't confuse it though, because this Dodger team's a really good team, but they do, you know, they are going to miss Freeman, and that is one of those things, even though he didn't play in one of those games, or actually both of those games in Japan. But yeah, it's going to be a good series, and you know, the Cubs are playing very good baseball.
They are unbeaten at home, the Dodgers. So with or without whoever they're missing, they're going to be still the best team in baseball. A tough challenge for the Cubs, especially Coom. Let's face it, Justin Steele out. It looks like Jordan Wicks could be pitching Sunday night, perhaps. Ben Brown goes on Saturday. So you go into the weekend series against the Dodgers with perhaps two of your youngest starters in the rotation. If that's the case, what are your expectations for Ben Brown and Jordan Wicks?
Well, you hope that Ben Brown will just be the same Ben Brown that we saw. It's, you know, great fastball, great life on his fastball. That's why he's in the rotation. He pitched his way into the rotation during spring. You know, I think a lot of people were expecting him to either go to AAA or be coming out of the pen. And I just feel like the Cubs made the decision that his stuff plays better in the rotation. So, and he earned that right as a young guy. So, I hope that he just attacks the strike zone with his best stuff and take your chances. And for Wicks, it's, you know, it's a little more of a difficult challenge when you get sent to AAA and now you come up and your first starts on national television in Dodger Stadium in front of 52,000. So that's going to be a little tougher challenge, but he's pitched in the big leagues for a long time. You know, he's got a lot of big league starts, and stick with your game plan. And hopefully, you know, you can give the Cubs five innings and turn it over to the pen and just do your job. And that's what you hope. Every young guy has the challenge of playing the best teams and the teams with all the names on the backs of the jerseys. And everybody's got to do it. So why not do it right here in April? It's beginning of the year.
You know, it's been a fun season so far. I mean, I got to say that we have watched the Cubs scoring bunches of runs. And I get it that what happened in Sacramento might not be repeatable, the 35 runs, but they've been scoring 7 runs a game during that winning streak. That's pretty extraordinary.
Really is. When you look at, Mike, not only the 7 runs, you know, in that stretch per game, but also in the conditions that you're playing in. You know, the conditions, you have to look at that and say, you know, if you're looking at our games day after day in Chicago, especially the last 4, you look and go, man, it's you know, below freezing wind chills, wind blowing in. The final 2 games, the wind was blown towards the left field foul pole, so there were a few balls that went out of the park that way. But it certainly wasn't a good hitter's day. And Cubs offense did a lot of little things right. The thing that really stands out to me most is their athleticism. They're able to do some things on the bases, whether it's steal bases at a very high percentage. I think they've only been thrown out once in 26 or 7 times. And also the taking of extra bases has been outstanding. So just the base running, not just stealing, has been very good.
Who has been the biggest surprise at the plate? Somebody maybe you didn't expect to either take an approach, be as consistent, or is off to the best start that maybe caught you a little bit off guard, Coom?
That's a good question. I haven't given that much thought, David. I would say maybe Miguel Amaya is a guy that's really, like, you can see his advancement. You know, Michael Bush might be another one that you look at and go, wow, these two guys, they look like, you know, from where they were at the start of last season to where they are at the start of this season, those aren't even the same players in a positive way. So I would say those two guys probably stand out the most as young guys that have taken a really big step forward in their big league careers. And at the plate, Bushy was always pretty fundamentally sound, but I think Amaya really needed some work mid-season. He got it from Craig Counsell in a weekend, and boy, has that changed his path dramatically. So it's been good.
You know, we talked to Carter Hawkins the other day, and we were asking him about just looking at a guy like Matt Shaw and his batting stance and all. I know I keep going back to that. And his response is that, you know, it's where you end up. It's not how you begin, and everybody kind of ends up the same way. But, you know, did you ever try anything like that in your career? Did you ever try, like, a different stance with the idea that you're going to wind up differently? Or is it easier to be more balanced in what you're doing?
I was always a pretty quiet, pretty balanced hitter.
Yeah.
Never did a lot. I tried one offseason with Carlton Fisk. I remember we were hitting together. And I thought incorporating a leg kick would give me a lot more power, which it does. There's no doubt. It's that momentum thing. And, you know, and your hands moving and your front leg coming up and down gives you a little more thump. But I just couldn't get it timing-wise. I could do it in batting practice, but I could not do it in the game. And I just scrapped it right away. I just was like, yeah, you know, this isn't worth, you know, just not worth it. And I scrapped it. It's just, he's got a couple things going that he's going to have to figure out how they fit into his approach at the plate. I think more of an issue than the leg kick, you know, that pigeon toeing thing, it looks weird, but don't confuse, that's not a big deal.
Okay.
It really isn't. It's the movement to me that I'm watching now of his head, Mike. When you watch his head moving forward, and he gets that, we call it as in a cage, you're getting a top half lead. That means your head's moving forward in front of you, and, well, you can't hit that way. And he's getting a lot of head movement right now, trying to get his body moving, going towards the baseball. And if you're doing it with your head and not with your lower body, you're going to be in trouble. And that's where he's finding he's having some issues. They're beating him inside, and then he's out in front of the breaking ball because he's got too much movement at times with his eyes and his head.
So, Coon, we had on Carter Hawkins Thursday asking him about Michael Bush, and I think that, curious about your perspective, I love the way that you gave Bush credit for being a Minnesota native, and that's why he adapted well to the cold weather the other night. That was what we all were thinking, but you pointed it out. Great analysis there. So, if he's going to be... If he's going to be
Smart
your,
guy, I am.
You are, you know, geography and you know Minnesota as well as any of us.
Yeah, that's true.
Coom, if he's going to be your cleanup hitter, why should we accept the fact that he's going to get pinch hit for it in a fifth inning? And if he's going to get pinch hit for it in the fifth inning because of a matchup, why is he your cleanup hitter? There's a conundrum there. It seems not to be logical. Help us understand what they're looking for, because Carter Hawkins can explain it and Craig Counsell can address it, but I just don't know if I still understand it.
Well, I mean, here's what you're looking at. You're looking at a lineup that's put out there every day. And, you know, traditionally your cleanup hitter for the last, since we were born, all of us, you know, has been this big bopper type hitter, and he's a run producing home run guy. Well, the game's changed a little bit, and also the Cubs lineup just doesn't have that guy, right? You're bunching the top of the lineup now with your best hitters, right? So that's what you're doing, and that's what every team does now. Instead of putting them, you know, a leadoff guy, speed guy, a bat handler, your best average hitter, your best power hitter. Well, that doesn't work. That's not the same now. So you have to look at it a little differently, David. And they don't have that guy. That's not their strength. But you do have a consistent guy, puts the ball in play somewhat, and is making great strides as a hitter. So does he fit probably better than some of the other guys you have that you're going to play every day? Sure. And then you also signed a guy that, you know, has had a lot of production as a hitter and as a real veteran, and you want to get him at bats. And unfortunately, it's the situation where that's your cleanup hitter that he's platooning with. So, you know, you got to look at this, even though they may not say it's a platoon, it's more of a platoon to get Turner in than taking Bushy out. You know, there are certain situations where you don't want to punch out. Well, that means against a tough lefty, Turner's going to come in the game and try to provide a better, more of a chance of being productive is probably the best way to describe it than risking a possible strikeout when you really can't have one. I don't know if that answers. But
yeah. Yeah.
There's, you know, it's just kind of the way the Cubs are set up.
It's the way they're set up.
Ron Coomer on The Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of early pay. More at Huntington.com/your money. So we spent some time kind of going over some of the players that they brought in that we might not have had like really high hopes for, but have been really good during this early stretch of the season. Guys like Carson Kelly and John Birdie, and just some of these different minor moves that have really paid off for him. I mean, you know, it's extraordinary how well the backup catcher has played, to the point where you wonder if Carson Kelly needs to play as much as Miguel Amaya. That's been a really nice combination, and Birdie is a lot faster than I think we thought he was. Listen, you know, it's no surprise that Kyle Tucker is good, but I'm not sure we expected the contributions from around the other guys.
Yeah, I would agree. You just didn't know because we don't see them day in and day out. Yeah, and I absolutely would agree. There was no issue for me with Kyle Tucker. I mean, one hit, no hits, two hits in spring training. Just look at the back of the guy's baseball card. He's pretty good. He's going to be good, and he's going to continue to be good. I think Carson Kelly, I think, somebody said in spring training that you sign him, and I thought this was a good way to describe it. You sign Carson Kelly, who is an established big league catcher, but he's also right in the absolute prime of his big league career. So he is at the peak of his time playing with his age and everything else, and he's playing like it. And he's playing for a lot right now, and he is playing very well. And I think the situation of, you know, really playing them every other day, you know, both guys are, you know, it's kind of a, you play one day, I play the next day. And that's kind of how it's been, and it's worked. And it's worked very well. And the thing that it's going to do down the road, as we get later into the season and then the summer, if they both stay healthy, both guys are going to be, you know, physically in great shape as opposed to one guy really being kind of beat up. So I really like the situation. And I got a chance to talk to some people about Birdie who have seen him a lot. They were very happy with Bird. They thought he is a guy that's going to be the perfect utility player for the Cubs. They needed a veteran player that understood his role and how to play different positions and do things and could bring something to the table. He was probably the best offensive guy they had in Japan when they played those two games, too. He got three hits in one game and drove in some runs,
So, Coom, Zach has asked you a question the other day you had a really good explanation for about why you always say people, hitters, need to go the other way. And that can be a good way to get out of a slump or just a good way to approach hitting in general. Is PCA getting away from that a little bit? Do you think he needs to get back to that to maybe get out of the slump he's in? Because I've been a little surprised after his spring training that he didn't really carry that over so far into the regular season.
Well, it is a great way to get yourself back on track. It just it allows the mechanics of your swing to fall into place when you let the ball travel a little farther and on to home plate instead of hitting it so far out in front. You get a longer look, your swing gets shorter. There's a lot of things that go on when you hit the ball the other way if you're trying to do that. And you don't have to do it for a long period of time. It's just a couple of bats that kind of gets yourself back on track. He was on such a roll, David, in spring training where he was doing it all. He was, the lefty would come in and throw him a slider away and hit a bullet to left center. They'd pitch him inside and he did a home run to right. So he was really just – he was swinging as good as he could swing. And then, he's did that throughout spring, and now things have deteriorated a little bit. He was also getting a lot more fastballs in spring training than you do now. You know, pitchers are pitching a little different. They're pitching absolutely to get you out now as opposed to maybe getting more work in certain pitches in spring training. But I saw him the last couple of days at Wrigley, looking to hit the ball the other way. He got the base hit to drive in two in the second game of the last series. He didn't hit it hard, but the approach was right. And when your approach is right, good things are going to happen. He hit a little looper in the left, drove in two, and really iced the game for the Cubs. So I don't worry so much about Pete Armstrong because I think he understands what, in talking with John Maley, what they're trying to get him to do. So with, now it's just playing and understanding situations and when to go to left field and just stay to left field and when to take a shot at the right field seats. That's all maturing in our game and understanding, even the bunting, when to bunt, when not to bunt, for a base hit. He's still got some learning to do in the big leagues. Most of us were playing an A ball or double A. He's trying to figure all this stuff out in the big leagues on a team that's hopefully going to the playoffs.
Another guy I just wanted to mention is Matthew Boyd, because I've really enjoyed I understood that he was coming off the second year after an injury and that he would kind of never give up on a left-hander, all that stuff. But I really have enjoyed how well he has pitched, and I'm a little bit surprised at it.
Well, he threw very well against the Cubs in Cleveland. when we went to Cleveland at the end of the year last year. And I had not seen him much. I'm kind of with you. I didn't know what you're getting. I knew in looking at film, he was kind of somewhat of a traditional left-hander with that, you know, ball running away from the righty and then a good changeup. But the thing that, you know, he's pitched very well. He really knows what he's got.
Right.
It's probably, you know, that's a big key of understanding what you have and what your stuff is and how to get big league hitters out. The other thing that I didn't know, because you just don't know a guy, is his presence in the clubhouse and what kind of guy he is. You can tell really quality guy walks in and everybody, you know, he has a presence about him that's a real positive for the clubhouse. So I thought, you know, didn't know that. But boy, that sure is a pleasant surprise when you see a guy that's a real quality guy that you're adding to your clubhouse. You know, like Tyone, another real quality guy. You start adding these pieces through the years now, and you're adding some really good people that know how to play, and they affect the other guys in a positive way, not in a negative way, in a positive way. That makes your team a lot better.
All right, Kuma, let you go get your avocado smoothie now.
Avocado smoothie. That's what Ron's going to have this morning.
Of course.
I'm on my third cup of coffee already. Thank you.
Well, I hope you bring some to Pat. You need dessert, you know?
Yeah, you're gonna need a box of it at the game, for God's sake.
Yeah. If I brought over lox, that might be the only thing that'd wake him up this early.
Thanks, Kuma.
You're the best, Ron. Thanks, buddy.
See you, boys. Have a great weekend.
That is Ron Coomer. It does such a good job, such a good man, and doesn't mind getting up in the morning for us. What a wonderful thing.
Even on the road.
I know.
He's a trooper.
Unbelievable. Total pro. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk to the city's newest football coach.
Yes.
Get a chance to talk to Bobby Rome, who is beginning a program at Chicago State. Fascinating stuff. Mully and Haw on the score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The resilience of our community, the resilience of the people that live here, the toughness of the people that live here, I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of the fabric of Chicago, and I know they play great football out here. Chicago State is providing an opportunity right now to the community, and I just wanted to be the ambassador for Chicago State.
From the moment he got on the Zoom, he set himself apart, not just the simple things, but he really had a passion for what we were doing, and we can't teach anybody that. You have to come with the energy.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are pleased to welcome in Bobby Rome. He is the new and the first head coach at Chicago State football. We haven't seen this program before. He's helping to launch it. And you heard him there with Dr. Monique Carroll, the athletic director at Chicago State. Coach Rome, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you so much for allowing your platform to have Chicago State on as well.
So let's try to understand this. You want football at Chicago State by 2026? Is that the goal? Correct. And how do you go about attacking recruiting without necessarily a home yet, and maybe even putting together a staff if you don't have a budget? There are a lot of unanswered questions, but the enthusiasm right now is what is, I think, the easiest thing to detect. You have a lot of energy. You got a lot of charisma. What is the plan?
Well, I think first and foremost, our focus has to be building a strong foundation. I believe that strong foundation starts in the community. We have to go in the community and find like-minded people who are passionate not only about football, that's also passionate about the community, passionate about the youth in the community in Chicago State as a whole. Overall, we're very, very, very prideful. Like, we're very prideful about being the only Division I football program right now in Chicago. And we believe that right there is an open door to potentially bring in people to come in and help us and, become a stakeholder. We view everyone as a stakeholder, the potential stakeholder, and we're just going to kind of ride off
of that. He's Bobby Rome. He's the head football coach at Chicago State, joining us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. And coach, I mean, you've got a lot of interesting things on your resume, but obviously the one that jumps off the page is that you did this before, created a football program in Moscow. That, I believe, is in a different country altogether. That is not a Moscow, Idaho, or anything. That is in Russia. Tell us about that. How did that come to be, and how did that work out?
Well, actually, I was invited to come over to Russia, Moscow, and play professional football for the Moscow Patriots. That's kind of where it started. From there, I wanted to help grow football in the country of Russia. So I jumped on trains and went to different cities, Nizhny Novgorod, Shepabetz, Samara, Russia, St. Petersburg, went from city to city doing master classes for just introducing cities to American football. And what ended up happening is that over at Far East Federal University, which is approximately a nine-hour flight away from Russia. Nine-hour flight across Russia. They wanted to start a football program. They have an international university, which is, you know, a big thing over there because, you know, you have Japan, you have China, you have so many other entities over there. And Russia wanted to join an American football game. So they asked me to come over and kind of jumpstart that program. And it was a great experience, a blessing. And I'm glad I got the experience. And now I'm ready to take that experience over to Chicago State and build something special here for Chicago State and the community that surrounds Chicago State.
Is this being funded by businesses, individuals, former alums? How is this being paid for in terms of having to look at and how big the budget will be?
Well, the way we look at it is like this. When you look at the broad scale of fundraising in particular, we call it all, it's all fundraising. You know, I've been a part of fundraising initiatives at UNC Chapel Hill and different institutions, so they all do it. You know, we all fundraise. So for us, we're looking at them all. We're looking at everyone that could be a potential stakeholder, and we believe that we have a great product that people would love to be a part of. And when you think about it, we're talking about pulling 100 of the best young men out of the community of Chicago and giving them an opportunity to be community leaders, fathers, potential leaders in their community. Who wouldn't want to, you know, buy into that or be a part of that? So we're offering that opportunity to Chicago. Chicago State will also offer that to the community around Chicago State. And, you know, we're looking for, like I said, to us, anybody could be a potential stakeholder.
Have you reached out already to some of the local high schools and to some of the places where these players are being developed? And are you going to be kind of omnipresent in terms of recruiting different players as the year goes on?
Oh, for sure. We're definitely looking to make sure that we can recruit the whole entire city of Chicago. But we're going to start right on the south side. Our goal is to keep as many young men in Chicago home. We feel like we can develop student athletes right here in Chicago. And, you know, why would they need to leave Chicago to play Division I football when they have Division I football right here at Chicago State University? So we're definitely going to get out and ingratiate ourselves with the head football coaches all across the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, and then we're going to expand nationwide with that recruiting philosophy.
So there's another new football coach in Chicago who also went to North Carolina, also played quarterback there. You have a history with Ben Johnson?
I do. Me and Ben were actually college teammates. When I came into North Carolina in 2005, me and Ben were in the same quarterback room at UNC Chapel Hill. And about a season and a half later, I changed positions and moved over to the running back room. But me and Ben always remained pretty close. You know, that quarterback brotherhood is kind of different. You know, I'm very proud of Ben and Ben's success at the NFL level. Ben's going to do great things for the Chicago Bears.
Wow, that's a good connection. I'm just curious, do you have any idea where you're going to be playing your inaugural season? And do you know, are there plans, even loosely structured plans, to get your old building on campus?
Oh, for sure. We definitely want our facilities on campus. But for right now, we're looking at what's going to be the best move for Chicago State as a whole. Our plan is to build a sustainable football program. And the truth is, you know, we're going to do whatever makes sense for Chicago State and whatever makes sense to sustain the program. So as far as picking a venue where we're going to play a venue that, you know, overall is going to, you know, catapult our program to the next level. And that's what we're looking for. Like I said, we're not looking to, you know, play in the biggest stadium in the city. We're not looking to play, you know, in the smallest stadiums. We're just looking for the perfect fit for Chicago State.
All right, take us into the living room of, say, some Southside prospect, somebody who is going to be a difference maker as a college football player, quarterback or defensive back. You're Bobby Rome. You're the new coach of Chicago State. You're making your pitch to make this young man part of your program. How does it go?
Well, I'll tell the young man simply, opportunities don't go away. They go to other people. I would start there because understand this is an unbelievable opportunity for this young man to lead a college football program, to put his legacy on a college football program that has no legacy at all. We're looking for trendsetters. Like me personally, we're looking for trendsetters. We're looking for young men who are, you know, quote-unquote dogs. And what that means to me, I'm looking for young men that are disciplined. First and foremost, it's going to be where they say they're going to be at, on time, every time. Looking for young men that's going to be obedient, and we're looking for young men that have grit and that's going to be submissive to authority and authority figures. Our goal is to find young men who love us, so we want to love who loves us. You understand? So I believe that what we're building here is going to be an oasis and a great infrastructure for any young man that wants to come here and develop. The track record is proven as far as us, my success as far as putting young men in position to be successful on the football field as well as off the football field. So if you can get that done right here in Chicago, why do we need to leave?
Love it.
Yeah, great stuff. Coach, congratulations on the new gig, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
That is Bobby Rome, the new head football coach at Chicago State.
Impressive guy. You can see why he would be persuasive in the room. You can see why he would convince people to want to be part of this. Details, you need more details. But no. You like big picture, the charisma and just the attitude that he brings to the job.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it is a very ambitious project to build a football program from scratch effectively. So that's what they're trying to do at Chicago State. And, you know, they say that, like, that helps enrollment, believe it or not.
Oh,
you build a football program, there's a lot of people coming, a lot of people want to take part in it, and it also brings, hopefully, a group of people into the school. So congratulations to them. It's a very ambitious idea. We should let you know that we are going to do a transition and transitions on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve and the payment you want at Webb Hyundai.
And we'll get right to that after you are the sixth caller, or you can be, if you call 312-540-0670 and win a pair of tickets to see Little Big Town with Carly Pierce and Carter Faith. Very good concert Saturday, July 26th at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. 312-540-0670. Be the sixth caller.
All right, we'll be right back. We've got Marshall Harris, we've got Layla Rahimi, we've got Mark Grody. It's Mully and Hahn, The Score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.